The power of pre-call planning. If you're the recruiter who knows the most about the features and benefits of military service, and specifically the Air Force Reserve opportunity, and you are able to turn that knowledge into solutions, you're far more likely to gain the accession than your competitor. But it's not that easy. Ideally, you've positioned yourself to be perceived in exactly the way you want your leads and applicants to see you. You have prospected diligently to get in front of the right people or sets of people. Now you have to guarantee your appointment will shine. Recruiters are people of action. At this stage, you'll need to slow down in order to speed up. You'll have to be willing to take the time to develop an in-depth, meaningful understanding of what you're about to attempt. You'll need to know as much as you can about each lead before you ever get to the appointment. You should review lots of the questions that you'll need to have answered prior to any face-to-face interview. Some of those questions might be, can this person say yes, or will someone else be involved in the decision process? Whom or what are you competing against? Is it a person, another service, a civilian opportunity? What is the competition's unique advantage? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? What might be the lead's constraints with respect to availability? For example, are they still attending school? What is their previous military experience? How receptive are they to new ideas? What do I think may be the biggest problem I can help them solve? If we spoke on the phone, did I take the time to find out if they are tentatively qualified? If I did ask those questions, did I do so in a non-threatening, non-judgmental way? This concept of researching the lead also extends to your existing applicants. How well have you been keeping in contact with them? How does the Air Force Reserve opportunity stand up against the new opportunities appearing in the marketplace? Are you defending the high ground, ensuring that you're not vulnerable to attack and the eventual loss of your applicant to your competitors? In recruiting, knowledge really is power. There's a great quote by Napoleon. To be outmaneuvered, yes. To be surprised, never. Napoleon was admitting that sometimes your competition will beat you, and that's understandable. For example, a lead with a large financial need may have been looking for a hefty enlistment bonus. So he or she opted to join another branch of service offering a bonus the Air Force Reserve couldn't match. In this case, you were outmaneuvered. If you didn't know this applicant was having discussions with a recruiter from another branch of service because you failed to ask the question, you are guilty of being surprised. You'll notice I said, if you didn't ask the question. That's because we all know some applicants are not always forthcoming with accurate or truthful information. They may also hold back certain facts or be evasive with their answers to some of your questions. If that appears to be the case, then expect the unexpected from that applicant. Smart recruiters will use every tool at their disposal to learn as much as they can before they ever get in front of their lead and make a presentation. Let's talk about some of the places you can look for intel about the leads in your target markets. Web-based searches. Use a search engine to look for information about your leads. Check to see if they're listed on websites such as Facebook or LinkedIn. Check out the latest separation rosters. You'll find all kinds of useful information that can save you time later. ASVAB rosters will identify the school your lead attended and provide an early look at whether they are intellectually qualified to enlist. School newspapers and yearbooks may also contain valuable information about potential leads. School websites often list significant student awards earned or accomplishments achieved by people who might become your leads. Other recruiters in your office may have had prior contact with some leads in your zone. Your applicants may know people with similar interests. Influencers and educators in your zone may know people who might become qualified leads for you. Unit members may know some leads or who are willing to refer leads to you. All of these are great sources of information. If you enter into all face-to-face interviews with some of this information gathered, you certainly hold an advantage. Their trust level will be greater when they realize you've done your homework. You will also be better prepared to ask the right questions and recommend the best solutions. The bottom line is this: pre-call planning is vital to your success. Make sure you prepare for every phone call or appointment and ask yourself those critical questions. And remember Napoleon's statement. To be outmaneuvered, yes. To be surprised, never. Napoleon, like you, a smart, effective professional, would never put himself in a position to be surprised by anything because of failure to do advanced planning. Proper pre-call planning guarantees that surprises are held to an absolute minimum.